SDSUS spot, take one. Well, go on. Oh, it's my line. You're listening to the Autotune Network. This is
the Sit Down Stand Up Show.
No, it's not.
I beg your pardon.
This ain't the Stand Up Sit Down Show. It is a promo for the Stand Up Sit Down Show.
Pardon me while I have a word with my good friend Grumley here. Would you step into my office, Mr. Grumley?
Certainly, sir.
As I was saying, welcome to the Sit Down Stand Up Show! Announcer Fogey, will you set up the next scene, please?
Certainly. It was the year 1912-11 and some change. Our beloved Jack was wandering the streets in search of something or other.
My name is Jack McUnemployable. I am the unfortunate son of a deposed hobo. My ambition was nothing less than to be a total out-of-work slob, but as yet, I had not had the opportunity to be gainfully employed as such. In order to facilitate my search for unemployment, I decided to begin with an extended coffee break.
What'll you have?
Just a cup of coffee, my good Quasimodo look-alike.
Excuse me? Excuse me? What is that supposed to mean?
Well, it means I'm not very hungry.
Oh, yes. Well, that's all right then. That's all right.
And how much is it for a cup of coffee, my good sir?
Well, how much you got?
I looked in my pocket. As I was not yet gainfully unemployed, I had no less than $4,000 in my pocket.
Oh, well, that's not going to be enough, Bucko, not nearly enough.
And why is that?
Because we're in England.
Oh, I must have taken a wrong turn at the Atlantic Ocean. I'm afraid I don't have any English money.
Well, if you ain't got no money, you ain't get no coffee.
I quite understand. Well, if I can't have any coffee, could I just have a cup of steaming hot water?
Oh, well, yeah, I suppose I can do that.
And could you just run it through some dried coffee grounds for flavor?
Oh, well, I suppose.
And since it is so hot, could you just add a dab of cold cream to cool it down, and maybe a couple of sugar cubes?
Wait a minute. I know what you're doing.
Oh, what am I doing?
You've got me busy making this ridiculous concoction, and while my back is turned, you're going to sneak and get a cup of coffee.
Oh dear, you have figured out my plan. You are much too smart for me. Well, since I have been foiled, could I just have a cup of coffee anyway?
Right, there you go. One cup of coffee. Thought you could pull one over on me, eh?
I say, you just swindled that man out of a cup of coffee.
Oh, I would not go congratulating me just yet.
And why is that?
Because he gave me your cup of...
Oh!
Well, Jack has gone and swindled a cup of coffee. But will he ever find true unemployment? Tune in next time to find out. Or don't, I really don't care either way.